the last like three or four episodes, like, hey, what's up with Game of Thrones? Game of Thrones, Game of Thrones. Hugh, and we hadn't talked about that one episode before. Like,
Hugh, it's a grieving process. It takes time. Sometimes you have to talk about it for three episodes. There's, I figured the first stages. Yeah, I think the first one was our anger episode. Second one was grief. Third one, I think we're at bargaining at this point. Right. Somewhere along the line, we get to signing a petition. Yeah, that's the petition.
No, it didn't happen. The whole show didn't happen. I'm sad. It didn't happen.
I'm in a good place just watching old YouTube clips.
Oh.
But, you know. I was rescued by video games. Let's talk video games, huh?
Yes. Video games are
rescued. Three, yes. Two, one. Woohoo! Yo, yo, yo! What's up? It's the Nerd AF Show. Hugh Johnson here with Tyler Scott.
I want to be a shark.
And Richard Will. What?
I'm all, hello, hello.
I can't even get Richard's name out because I want to be a shark.
What? And hello, hello.
Go. Obvious reference to Maneater, which we're going to be covering E3, if you could not figure it out from all the gaming talk. Remember, you can find the Nerd AF Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and on Stitcher at Nerd AF Show. All right, let's get to it, guys. The show of shows, the big show. These are all wrestling references. Well, I don't know why I'm doing that. It should be gaming. Here we go. Let's go with E3, guys. What did we think about the press conferences? Sony wasn't even there. They didn't even give one. I mean, not that they have to. Like,
which is kind of impressive. That,
right.
I mean, E3 for the first time in a few years was pretty darn interesting. Like, yeah. I think they had some really cool reveals. They had some really cool things like come out of nowhere. And all of it without Sony for the first time in like 24 years since E3 actually started. And at the same time, it's also like, okay, so what's Sony got up their sleeve then?
Oh, they got something.
Well, they have to. Like, they we got new consoles coming next year, roughly. And there was a little bit of holding pattern. Like, you know, some of the stuff was like, yay, this is still coming. We just don't know when.
Right.
You know, but overall, I was pretty darn happy with it. I don't know about you guys, though. What do you think?
Well, they're totally pulling, like, what a Marvel last year. They didn't go to San Diego Comic-Con because that's coming up, like, I think this weekend or next weekend. And this year,
DC isn't going.
DC is like, we're not going to be there this year at Comic-Con. But you know what, though? I have to say, it did Marvel good. At first, I was pissed. I was like, what? Why would you do this? You know? And you know what? Maybe even more crazy to see, like, fucking Endgame. I'm like, I have to say it. Because I was hoping for a little something. Nothing. Or Captain Marvel.
You know who else got nothing? Oh. Anthem.
No.
It's not a part of EA Play, right?
Like, well, EA didn't
standing,
even show up.
I changed my name to Crimson Stan of in my Discord for my clan. Shout out to the Blades of Crota. Thank you guys for listening to the show. Yeah, I did that. And then E3, just they have nothing for Anthem. Like, Destiny gets this huge drop, Shadowkeep, and all this new DLC. And I'll be like, all right, let's just wait. Let's see what Anthem has past Cataclysm. So they're clearly in rebuild mode, and I had to change my name back, long story short.
I don't know. I think they rolled that turd underneath the carpet, and they're just like, it doesn't exist. It don't exist anymore.
It'll come back.
Anthem, it is.
It's 3 months old.
That's a long time in the video game world. Like, that's enough for a rise and fall. Right? Like, particularly for a game that lives and dies on multiplayer. Like, I'm going to laugh when World of Warcraft, like, laps this thing again. Like, World of Warcraft is releasing their first expansion. I've never seen a game do this. And they're just like, we're going to have you pay for the same thing that you paid for like 14 years ago. You're going to go do it.
Anniversary?
Well, but like with Halo Anniversary, they had some cosmetic upgrades. They had some additional stuff. Like, they didn't have, they did the Halo Anniversary and they included multiplayer on the original maps that you could play online. True. So you did get extra stuff. True. World of Warcraft is just like, open your wallets, guys. I got something new for you to buy. It's actually the exact same thing, but I still think you'll buy it. And they're going to lap Anthem. You know they're going to lap Anthem.
They're going to lap Anthem.
You know you're loving them. They're like this. You're going to buy it again, and you're going to say thank you.
Exactly. Right? It's like, I mean, Marvel does the same thing. DC does the same thing. They're just like, what's different about it? Nothing.
Right.
Give me your money still. And it works every time.
Speaking of Marvel, let's just start with the Avengers game.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, what did y'all think? Because I thought it was cool. But it's just like, if you're going to release a game about the Avengers, you might want to have their likeness kind of available. Like, if you had 22 movies of Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man and Chris Evans as Captain America.
I'm about to go into it.
Okay. I'm just like, you might want at least make them look like this guy. But I mean, I think they're trying to discern their franchise from the MCU on some level. And like, this is our project. But the storyline seems very similar, right? A day happens. There's a big, like, cataclysmic event.
Taskmaster.
Well, okay.
Right. And 5 years later, what does that remind you of?
Right, come on.
It seems familiar.
The fractured Avengers come together and fight Taskmaster?
Taskmaster.
Okay.
Not Thanos.
Right. Not Thanos, but another villain that starts with T, right?
Yeah,
right.
Well, they're working their way through the list right now. Right.
It's like, all right, Thanos, who else? Taskmaster, he's right next to that guy. Okay.
I mean, he's probably right near him in the Wikipedia somewhere. Right. So they're exactly. Like, oh, Taskmaster sounds interesting.
And where is Hawkeye? I mean, they're for all the.
Well, there's people. Like, go ahead, because I've done more.
Okay, so this is Richard's topic.
To
all right, I'll keep it short then.
Okay, go ahead.
I think that from that's not a good idea, Richard. You know that's not a good idea if I take as much time as I want. I agree with you, Hugh. I think that the likenesses look wonky. They look kind of like they took the faces of the actors and they kind of like MS painted a little bit around them. Like the Microsoft Paint, for those who are wondering about that.
I was wondering about that.
Okay. I think they just kind of like kind of distorted them a little bit, and that's about it. But my biggest thing is just, I feel like this is way too soon after we just had this epic ending with Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden they're like, and on to the next thing. And it's like, guys, do we
Nolan really North is Iron Man. What?
Right. Like, I don't know why they looked at this and said, man, we need an Avengers game right now. It just comes across a little cash grabby. It comes across as an idea that people were like, yeah, we'll throw together an Avengers game because people are going to buy it regardless of what's happened. And it just it takes away from the feeling of that the movie's established.
But I will say real quick before Richard jumps in, it is a good time to capitalize on some of the success that Spider-Man had last year. It is a very good time. And if they can make it, I saw a very good tweet online, they can make like the superhero genre video games fun without it being central to a Spider-Man game, that could be huge. Like, I cannot remember the last fun superhero game that wasn't Spider-Man or Batman, you know? Had to take Batman out there.
Can we take the Lego games? Because Lego Marvel Avengers was actually a lot of fun.
All the Lego games are fun. But okay. Go ahead, Richard.
Richard is cringing. Richard is actually cringing at that right now. I thought it was wonderful. You know what? Damn it. Damn it, Richard. It was delightful, okay?
It's fun. So, as we move forward, I will say this. There are no likenesses in there because guess what? They're expensive.
Well, you're right. You're right as fuck.
You will have to put some money down for voice acting from any of them or their likeness. That's some money.
You're right.
And they're just like this. We own the cheap. So they're doing a completely different type of game, like Spider-Man.
Objection
did.
Demolished. Fair enough. I mean,
but like Spider-Man one did for the Richard. Same thing. You know, Marvel Spider-Man, it doesn't follow any like comic book or anything. They did their own thing.
Right.
So they're doing their own thing with this, and I'm excited about it. If you would have saw, like, there was the little part about Ant-Man and stuff
Yes,
he's like freaking young. You know, and it's not.
And it's Hank Pym, isn't it?
It's Hank Pym.
Right.
And
not
so they're doing their own
Scott
thing.
Lang.
Yeah, it's not Scott Lang. It's like Hank Pym. And I'm just kind of like, all right, you're doing your own thing, kind of like Spider-Man, because Miles Morales and Spider-Man didn't come into contact until they did like the whole different, you know, multiverse thing. In the game, there's no multiverse. It's just he's there. Miles Morales is there on his Earth, and they did their own thing. So they're doing the same with this.
I still feel like it's watering it down, though. I think it's coming too quick.
I don't think it's too soon, because it's, what, 2020, and it's going to be, like, in May? I don't think it's too soon.
I like how the DLC is free, though. Like,
no, that is amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can play each
What's
person.
The base price of the game, though?
I don't know. It could be 60. Like, Overwatch gives you everything for free. They give you new characters, but it's only...
They're also Blizzard. Like,
that's true.
I mean,
we were just complaining about them, right?
I think
they're selling at a loss with Overwatch, with the idea that they know World of Warcraft will keep them going forever.
Well, I don't know if it's a loss, but
oh yeah, they're certainly not losing money on Overwatch either.
I think it's going to be a good game. It's going to be a fun game. I think they've learned. I mean, I've been playing a lot of these movie games. I mean, I had the Iron Man. When Iron Man the movie, the first one came out, I had it.
The like, Iron the, Man video game?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
That existed?
It was pretty bad. And then they had Iron Man 2, pretty bad. I was like, so they learned from all of this and Spider-Man and everything. And I'm really excited to see the product that they're going to give us. Because Spider-Man really,
I'm excited for the gameplay. Like I said in the tweet, the Hawkeye isn't in it.
Well, and that's the other
for
thing.
Now. For
I,
now,
I wanted to tell you there's characters that are going to be in it.
Right. I think Ant-Man is one.
Right. That you have no idea about.
Right.
A lot of people are like pissed or like, I wanted to play Captain America. It's like, we don't know that he's not going to be in it at some point. You know,
Captain America is, right?
He dies in the trailer.
Yeah, in the trailer. Oh. But we don't know if he's like dead or if he's pulling a Nick Fury.
Nobody's not nobody dead. Dies
right.
in the
nobody
Marvel Universe.
Hey.
Except for Uncle Ben.
It's too soon!
Uncle Ben.
What's that? I thought you said he was the goat, Hugh.
He's a goat!
Won't he be back then?
The goat is
oh, no. Soon. Oh no, he
I'm
can't come
on.
Back from that.
Iron Man's in it. Iron Man's in it.
Don't you hurt harm me like
that. Wah, wah. Dear Diary, I made a grown man cry today.
Okay. Let's go to from one goat to another in a way. Fuck Keanu Reeves, man, in Cyberpunk 2077.
Dude, it is the year of Keanu Reeves.
Dude, it's
so
his year, though. Like, he's in Toy Story?
He's in Toy Story. If you haven't seen the Netflix original, Always My Maybe, go watch it. Ali Wong is awesome, no. And Keanu Reeves makes a cameo. It's just phenomenal
it's
to
just
watch.
Too much.
He's in it's John Wick 3. So he's in Toy Story. He's,
and now he's in Cyberpunk.
Cyberpunk.
As a kick-ass, like... some sort of cyborg type dude.
Yeah. Cyber like, cyborg.
Ah, I know.
Booyah.
Yeah. Trademark.
You can't mess up that face.
You're not even going to laugh at that?
Yeah, right? Like, it took the arm but left the face.
Right. Like, my arm's messed up, but my face is Keanu.
But I got to say, man, I think Cyberpunk is the one that really ran away with this entire show.
Yeah.
Like, well, but go ahead.
I know. You're going to come back with Halo in about 5 minutes or so.
You'd be surprised.
Okay. Maybe. This has me wondering. Okay,
but go ahead.
Okay, no, I was just gonna say, Cyberpunk is looking great.
It's looking fantastic.
It's looking like the combat is great. It's looking like the storyline is really dialed in. It's like a cyberpunk version of The Witcher at this point.
And we can trust this because they are the guys behind The Witcher.
Exactly.
And everything about that game is awesome. Yeah.
All of my concerns about the Avengers, all of my concerns about like the freaking Anthem, or what was the other game that we were? That's right, Jedi Fallen Order. And all of my concerns. Don't give me that look.
It's gonna be fantastic.
Jedi Fallen Order looks pretty good.
We
it
said this.
Really
you know what? You know what game we also said that about? Anthem. And how did that turn out?
I mean, the game can look good, and it's only 3 months in.
Exactly.
Give it some time.
I just waited on people to talk about it.
But the studio has got the right chops for this. Oh, like they have got a track record. It makes me so excited to go see that. But.
Cyberpunk, man. Like, when's the last time you saw a mainstream cyberpunk game? I feel like we've been talking about it a lot lately with Chrome Soul on the last episode. Yeah. But yeah, like, just cyberpunk is such an interesting genre, and I cannot wait to see how you get the whole sandbox play. I'm super excited for this game.
Oh, 100%. Okay,
I'm really excited, actually.
Yeah?
I think it's going to be a fun game. Anyway, that's just
I think
me.
So, too. I don't have Keanu
Reeves. It's breathtaking. It, right. Breathtaking? It's breathtaking.
Well, we know. We know what part of the videos he's been watching. Oh, no, we don't ding the bell for that.
Right.
No,
it's
no,
like,
no.
This is like someone likes a certain part of the chicken.
No, I'm definitely a dark meat kind of guy. Long!
I was about this is producer Andy jumping in with a pun here. Thank, Hugh, thank you for getting that off your chest.
Oh, oh, and it's producer Andy Lord. Coming in hot.
Got him.
Oh, man. Oh yeah. All but right. Yes, all Cyberpunk, 100%. I think it was one of the runaway successes of the show. And there's some great other stuff though going on. So all right, Hugh,
to got? Respond to you though, for my take on best in the show. I gotta go with it's not even Halo. I thought it would be Halo.
What?
This Final Fantasy VII remake has given me goosebumps, bro.
Okay.
It looks incredible. They That's revamped beautiful. The combat. It may not be the right take, but or I don't know if it's the right take. It may not be a popular take, but I'm loving all Square's new inventions on combat in their Final Fantasy games.
Oh, okay.
From 12 to 13 to 15, I'm loving it all. This seems like a hybrid between the classic ATB system and what we've seen from Final Fantasy 15. It looks gorgeous. The only downside is, of course, it's coming out episodically, which like they have not built that out. Like, so they're going to make us pay two or three times to get the full experience.
Oh, for crying out loud.
But, I mean, I don't know if that, like, it's kind of confirmed, but it's pretty much confirmed, you know? But it looks amazing. Full-on voice acting for your favorite characters, Cloud, Barrett, Tifa, Sephiroth. Who's the chick that dies? Aerith. Like, people are going to
really?
Think that. People are going to think that I'm not even a fan.
That Wow. Hugh, I question a little bit at this point. Like,
yeah.
Like one of the most pivotally, like, distressing moments in all of video games. And you're just like, what's her name again?
I was more of a Tifa fan. Sorry. But.
Well, like you said, dark meat.
Yeah. What?
I was like, damn.
You were going, oh, my God.
You do know your wives do listen to this show.
In theory, they do. I guess right. We'll find out.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Right. When you go home and someone's like, hey. I don't want to talk.
Oh, come on. We watched America's Got Talent and Terry Crews the whole time last night, so
uh-oh.
My turn.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Oh, my God.
But yes, Final Fantasy VII Remake, episodic or not, looks gorgeous. I cannot wait to play it March 3rd, 2020. Might even have to call the boss up and say, hey, find someone else to come in today. Because
That's ranking on Kingdom Hearts level for
that's,
you.
That's
really?
Kingdom Hearts and Halo. Only they do that, but dang. We're there. Like, wow.
Oh my God.
Like, it's cool, but at the same time, I look at it and I'm like, I know the storyline. I know how this is going to go. Sure, the gameplay is better, but I'd rather devote my time to something new, something interesting, something that's not remade for the fifth time. Like, like being a shark, potentially.
Oh, my God.
I don't
God.
Know if anyone is.
go for
baby
it.
Baby shark.
Go for it.
Yeah,
your sister.
Dude, you're about to know that song go real
now.
Well, by the way.
Oh, I know. We've already gotten on that train, unfortunately. But I think that the PC gaming side came out super strong. A lot stronger than I was actually anticipating it. And in a large way because of the indie development. And we'll get to Maneater because I just love it as a concept. But there were other things like Evil Genius 2, and there were like some great just little tchotchke games. One of them, what was it? Conan //. It's this little chibi version of Conan.
Conan the Barbarian?
Conan the Barbarian. And you just run through, like, smashing stuff with a hammer.
I can't.
And it's
the enemies turn into snakes?
I don't know. I don't think the enemies turn into snakes. But it's like, did you ever play Castle Crashers?
No.
Okay, so kind of like side-scroller, like kind of goofy, little like the animation is way overblown and stuff like that. Yeah. So that's what this is. And it just looks like fun. Like, just pure, unhard. Like, it's not a hard game to pick up. It's probably a harder one to master.
Okay.
But you can just hack and slash your way through it, and there's ridiculous abilities, and it looks like fun.
Awesome.
And that's where I think the PC seems to really be coming out strong is the diversity. Like, I'm looking at Microsoft, I'm looking at Sony, I'm looking at Nintendo, and they're rehashing a lot of the same stuff. Like, even Switch, I'm impressed by the Switch.
Dude, Switch did work. Like, right? Like, I don't know if you can say rehashes.
Well, there are some. Not for, like, Breath of the Wild 2. Breath of the Wild 2,
oh my God. Awesome.
Or the new game that they're coming out with for Animal Crossing. But I'm talking about the fact that they're, like, they're announcing how they're bringing The Witcher 3 to the Switch.
Well, it's a port system.
That's a really cool thing, and at the same time, why do I care about a game that is, God, I don't even know, what is that, 5?
Because if you're a Nintendo fan, you've been missing out on these.
You've been missing out on them, but it's like, why are these the things, like, that are being...
You only have a Nintendo console if you've only had one for, like, the last two generations or whatever. Sure. But go ahead.
But it's like, why is that taking center stage for the Switch versus... Well,
I don't know if it took center stage. It was, like, largely announced in, like, a quick montage, right?
Right.
A lot of those games. Like, Witcher excluding, because Witcher's a big deal. But, yeah, I mean, center stage for Nintendo was a lot of their first-party stuff, as is normally the case. A lot of RPGs. I was really impressed with. I never got into No More Heroes. I really want to get into it. I've always wanted to. It's been on my list. But this No More Heroes 3 trailer looked amazing. I don't know.
I just think that the Switch has got a lot going for it, and this does give me hope that Nintendo's going to be more. More proactive in finding third-party titles to come to the Switch quicker,
right?
And which would make it just a amazing console overall, even far and beyond what they've done now. But at the same time, it's like, you know, we've got another Halo game. I love Halo, but
this is 6, baby. We have to finish the trilogy.
We got 6. We got 5 on Gears.
All right. Hold on. I'm gonna go outside the box here. How are you hating on a Halo 6? How are you hating?
I'm not hating on it. I'm saying I'm getting tired.
How are you fatigued on a Halo 6 but stoked for a Star Wars 9 after Star Wars 8 was hot trash?
Because I'm still waiting to see what 9 ends with. I want to see.
So you don't want to see what happens with Cortana as the bad guy, presumable bad guy.
I think that there was some hot trash in Halo's past, man. Like,
five was hot trash.
Let's go back to 5, okay? Because right, 5 was just, oh my gosh. Yeah, like, part of me, yes, does want to come back to Halo. I'm just saying, this is where I think the PC differentiated itself from consoles.
Okay.
Is that the consoles keep coming back to the same stories over and over again, whereas the PCs are constantly popping out new stuff and new and interesting stuff that will bring you in. And so, yeah. I want to see Halo end. Like, I want to see how the story actually does finish.
Right.
But it's kind of hard to be like, okay, at this point, that would mean I have to go buy an Xbox, pick up Halo, and go play through the entirety of it.
True.
I think you're just asking a lot for people to stay on board for one console. And particularly, as we talked about, with more crossplay, exclusives are going to rule. And so then becomes the question of, well, what happens when your exclusive is no longer as interesting as it used to be?
True.
I love God of War. It's going to get boring at some point.
Yeah.
I love Halo.
Not after this last one.
Not after this one. Still playing it.
Come
but
on, boy.
Loving it. Loving every. Dude, I have a kid. Like, I can only play for like 5 to 20 minutes at a time, and there's usually crying involved, and sometimes it's me, and sometimes it's her.
Right.
And so, like, you have to kind of find balance.
Let me play. I love you.
Come on, I'll give you anything. Just let me play God of War for 5 more minutes.
Mm-hmm. Those days are gone, unless you trade sleep. For gaming, that's how you do it.
I can, but that's the way of madness right
there.
That's not going to end well for anybody. So, but yeah, I think PC is just doing such a better job of creating new IPs, creating new and interesting things. And yes, that's always kind of been PC's domain.
Right.
But this year, it just seemed to all gel together into some really creative, interesting, fun stuff. And that's what I look for in a game at the end of the day.
I love
big dramatic epics, but I just want something that's fun.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, on fun stuff or interesting stuff, Bethesda's press conference. I really like Ghostline Tokyo. A lot of paranormal stuff happening. You essentially like investigate like apparitions, ghosts, demons, spirits, and just the game looks gorgeous. Just from like this is just from a trailer. I don't know when it's coming out, okay. But
it is Bethesda.
It's got a horror vibe to it that I'm not into horror. Like say Richard is, but.
Love it.
And there's the
it
word.
Does look good. It does look good. It's got me intrigued.
Yum, yum.
Got me intrigued. One thing I will say on a comedic note, can we do away with the obviously, overtly paid audiences. Like, come on.
Gosh.
Like, some of Bethesda was really bad about it.
They're always throwing people into that to just be like, well, okay, Bethesda's also coming off of some serious shit, though, because they're still making up for Fallout 76.
We're so sorry. We're gamers, too.
Exactly.
I do have to ask a question, and I didn't see it, but when is The Last of Us Part 2 coming out? Was there anything? Yes. I think I missed it. I missed it as well.
So Last of Us Part 2 is a Sony exclusive. And since Sony was not at the show, there was no announcement being said, they did drop a release date. It was outside of E3, if I remember correctly. And Hugh, if you can look it up while you're... I assume that's what you're doing actually right now. I believe they either had a release date or they at least had some sort of confirmation that it was going to be coming out within the next year or two.
Good.
So it's on its way. You're going to hate me for this. I didn't like the first Last of Us.
I loved it.
I know. That's what most people tell me, and I just don't get it.
No, I absolutely freaking loved it. Did you play the whole thing to the end?
Oh, hell no. I got a little ways into it. I'm like, this combat is terrible. I don't know why people love this so much.
It's a story. And you got to just go with it and just like roll with it. I mean, for God's sakes, they start off in Austin, Texas.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if you want to call that shout out since like the dude's daughter gets shot within like the first 10 minutes of the game.
It was not Austin, Texas.
We have a quick reversal
on Wasteland 3 real quick.
Sorry.
They've got Colorado in there, man.
And Colorado's in it too.
Yeah, like literally Austin Colorado Springs. Colorado. It's there, man. Like they shout out Colorado Springs.
What's that for? Wasteland
City of Colorado.
I guess we are all here in Denver, so I shouldn't be so stoked from Colorado Springs, but I live in Colorado Springs.
Hashtag Springs.
They shouted it out. Like on Wasteland 3. But according to leaks, according to leaks and rumors, 2020, which is not what people thought. Okay. They thought it was gonna be 2019, so
right. Yeah. And I was kind of one of those people, though, so I'm like, come on, give me something.
Right.
But this one I'm really excited about because you can go online and you can see some of it. And you kind of find out what happens to the guy who kind of, you know, takes care of Ellie.
Mm-hmm.
You find out what happens to Ellie. And I think it's more gameplay with her. Now she's at the point she can really take care of herself. And she has a girlfriend.
Okay. Well, I mean, that alone makes it a great game to be coming out because that, I mean, is a great option to be able to increase diversity and to really call that out, which, you know, it was interesting you bring that up. I was watching a couple of just clips and some feedback on E3 recently. And one thing that LeVar Burton, actually, is who I was watching. So Geordi LaForge from the old Star Trek.
Reading Rainbow.
Reading Rainbow.
Reading Rainbow.
Reading Rainbow. Do yourself a favor.
Man. Love that man.
If you're old enough. And if you're not working currently, go ahead and look up Reading Rainbow DMX version. You won't be disappointed.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to have to watch this now. Okay,
that.
Producer Andy, can we get that thrown up on Facebook when you get a chance? Okay, great. So go to our Facebook page and check that out. But so LeVar Burton was actually talking. His daughter is one of the key people for the Overwatch League. She does a lot of reporting for them. And he was talking about how video games have really set a great standard for inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much better representation and we're so much faster moving that a lot of other entertainment could really take advantage of adopting the same sort of model. And that, I think, with The Last of Us 2 is a great example of it. Like, there's not a whole lot of hoops to jump through. There's not a whole lot of like questions or problems or things like that. It's just like, hey, we're giving her a girlfriend. Great. Next thing we need to talk about. And that's it.
True.
Well, I mean, we got to give it up for what Dragon's Age was like the first like game to kind of go like this.
To let you?
Yeah.
Dragon Age.
Do you want to be a gay man or a straight man or a gay woman or you know, straight woman, whatever?
That's BioWare, by the way. Makers of Anthem.
BioWare. Very cool. And what's the other one? The space one?
Mass Effect.
Mass Effect, yeah.
And you could be... Okay, so they were tricky about it. Like, girls had to hit on you, and you would have to be like this, no, thank you. And then guys would hit on you, and you're like, yes, please, more. And so you could kind of, like, steer, but you couldn't just pick, like, I am a gay man. Hmm. You had to turn down people, accept certain things from people and stuff like that.
So much like everything that BioWare does, there was a little bit of nuance and a lot of complication to try to
navigate your way through. Well, this came out before Dragon's Age.
Unless it's Anthem.
I believe the last one, it came out before Dragon's Age. So in Dragon's Age, they took it that next step. It's like, do you want to be a gay man? A straight woman, straight man, what have you. So, well, I love BioWare. They do good stuff.
They do.
And then there was Saints Row the Fourth, where you could sleep with everybody. Like, man, woman, whatever. It was just like two-button interaction. You're like, yes, no, great, all right.
Hit it.
Why not?
You're like, no, thank you.
So
I'm pretty sure you unlocked an achievement if you slept with everybody. I'm just saying, like, hey, if you're an achievement hunter, you do what you got to do.
So we don't know much yet, but what did you think about? What did you think about Project Scarlet, new Xbox console?
I think it's a whole bunch of stuff.
Holiday 2020 and Halo. I guess we should talk about Halo.
Okay, Halo gave me goosebumps. Mm-hmm. Like, regardless of my feelings about rehashing the same stories over and over, every time that music kicks in, it gives me goosebumps so badly.
It was wonderful.
Right. And at the same time, I'm like looking at this idea with Scarlet coming out. I'm wondering, when is it? How many more, I guess, consoles are we going to come out with before we just have a universal console? Like, I look at Google. I look
as
at Google
PC, right?
Well, like as PC, or like you look at the rumored Google Stadia, because the Google Stadia is supposed to be like the Netflix version of video games, where you just stream games and you have a box that's able to do it, and that's about it. So, at what point do we just kind of adopt the fact that, you know what, the console wars have been over, no one's really winning at this point, and when does it start to diverge back into more of a universal box?
That's true, because now with Google Stadia, we had cross-save announced.
Yeah.
You know, for Destiny 2, at least. So, and like we talked about on the last show, it's something the fans want, cross-play, cross-save.
Mm-hmm.
Like those, you're right, those old ties to what system do you play, they still somewhat exist, but like people are more concerned with, can I just play with whomever I want, whichever friend owns whichever console.
Right. Or can I just play what I care about?
Right.
Because at this point, I can, like, as a new father, I'm realizing that online games, not in the cards for a little while at least. Single player, all the time.
All the time.
But yeah, I just think that I'm curious to see where they go, but for the first time maybe ever, I don't think I'm really like thinking, man, I got to start saving money for the next console. I'm honestly just thinking like I should just let it go for a while longer and see what happens and see what these consoles look like once they actually drop. Richard is shaking his head at me, which we're in an audio medium, so it's very hard to communicate that. But Richard, what's up?
What are you disagreeing with, Richard?
No, I'm not disagreeing. I'm like PlayStation 5.
Richard, very much still in that.
But
I gotta have it, Jesus. Don't take it away.
Okay, hold up. But Richard, why? I'm very curious. Why?
You know, I've like had a PlayStation 1, and I just,
that loyalty.
The graphics have always just been ridiculously beautiful. My friends had Xboxes and stuff, and I was just like,
okay. Are they your friends anymore or
no?
No,
they're still friends.
I stayed friends with you when I switched to PlayStation.
True. I stayed friends with you.
Wait. I'm sorry. What now?
The trade Xbox and switched to PlayStation.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I went to where the greener pastures were here.
Uh-oh.
Where the bluer pastures.
Dang it. True. Hugh's got me on that one.
Yeah.
True. But yeah, no, I don't know why. It's just, I really do love it, but I love also the fact that now they're supposed to do what it's backwards compatible.
With
this
PS5,
new,
yep.
Yes. I'm very excited about that because I have some old games. I'm like, please, Jesus, let me play them.
Okay. You know? That actually makes a difference.
That makes
me like,
really
for the hardware to upgrade and still be able to play all my old games, because I'm still a little salty about this, but like I remember back when the Xbox transitioned to the Xbox 360, and it didn't have backwards compatibility on everything.
Is that what made you go away to a
console
that
did
the same thing?
I had 360 until...
That's right, of course.
I have owned almost every console from every generation for the past 15 years or so.
Wow.
And has been... Yeah, like I have owned Wiis, I have owned Wii Us, I have owned... Yeah, and the Wii was bad choices, but hey.
Wii U. The Wii, was a great choice.
Yes, really? Sorry, the Wii U. The Wii U was the roughest of them. So,
but a lot of people had Wii U's, like that Mario, that Wii Sports.
Right.
Yeah. But I just think backwards compatibility is such a key piece these days.
I think
and
it's mean if you don't have it.
Right, it is. Because then it's like, great, I got to go buy a complete... Like, I just traded in all of my hardware. I can't... Like, do I have to trade in all the games at the same time? Because I'll tell you what, by this time next year, I'm probably still going to be playing Red Dead Redemption. I'm probably still going to be caring about going back and playing God of War for the hopefully not the first time.
Right.
Who knows? I'm too slow at this now. But
take your time.
And there's going to be stuff like, I want to go and play Spider-Man now that I've got
Legacy of Kain.
Right? Like, you want to, oh my gosh, like, right? Being able to pull out
I'm that old really school. I'm like, Legacy of Kain, Soul Reaver.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Richard, we might just want to like download that for you onto an emulator or something and let you go with
that. Oh my
God,
everyone who's listening to this is like, damn.
Well, Richard, they may first be Googling, what is Soul Reaver?
If it's a crossover.
All right.
Okay, I'm done.
I'm going to let us go to our lightning round here.
Let's do it.
Oh, go check out trailers for Maneater. I said it. I'm good.
Oh, dude, I forgot to let you talk about Maneater.
Stories.
Or Star Wars. All right, so we'll do this in our lightning round here. Why don't we just talk about the three games we just want to really just go into for about a minute. So we'll start with Richard Williams.
Avengers and Star Wars.
You got a full minute, man.
You have a minute.
Elaborate, by all means.
2 seconds.
And?
Cyberpunk.
So why are you excited for Star Wars? Let's stick with Star Wars Jedi Fallen
Order. The Last of Us 2.
Oh, keep on going.
Trolling right now.
All the games.
Okay, there we go. Would you like to?
Star Wars, I'm really excited. Okay, one thing, and no, it's really super stupid, but that cute little robot that goes with his back.
Oh, he's awesome. I agree. Hey, Star Wars is built on the back of cute little robots. You realize that?
True.
That robot.
BB-8.
Yes.
The original OG, R2-D2.
Lightsabers. I hear there's going to be a dark saber in it. You could do like the black saber. I'm like, yes, please.
That Mandalorian,
Jesus.
Though.
Yes, Mandalorian's in it. I think this is very open world. I'm really excited about it. There is a rumor about Osoko Otano. I'm done.
All right. I think we got to do this differently because producer Andy, you were showing him the clock. Just don't show it. Like when. Yeah, you keep it to us.
Okay, just and so then that we freak out when we hear it.
Yeah, we just freak out. All right, go ahead, Tyler.
All right, am I good? Am I on the clock?
Are you?
Ah, crap.
Are you?
Dang it, Andy. Foiled again. All right, top three games. First and foremost, Maneater. Basically described as GTA, but you get to be a shark. You get to eat everything. You get to evolve into giant things. You get to just destroy boats and basically be Jaws on steroids. I love it. It just sounds fun and goofy and wonderful. So, Maneater, definitely number one. Number two, I probably would go with probably Halo at that point. Like, I'm not going to go buy an Xbox for it. But it looks cool, it looks like fun, and my gosh, the music just hits me every time I watch it. So I'd say Halo is probably number two for the ones that I'm really excited for. Number three, I'm going to go Doom Eternal on that.
That does look fun.
Because if there's a game that is known for goofy-ass fun, it is Doom.
I was wondering when it was going to be brought up.
It looks insane and gory, and at the same time, like, my gosh, it's going to be fun. And that's a really... No, dang it. It's my microphone. I'm going to keep on talking.
Mine.
How far did I go over? Like 5 seconds? 10 seconds?
All right. So here we go. I've got a lot of things to talk about. Let me clarify on a point I made earlier. Halo 5 as a whole was not hot trash, but the storyline was hot trash. Come at me at HughJohnson707 on Twitter.
Get him.
Next.
Liked a lot of what I saw from Nintendo. Particularly Link's Awakening, looks really fun. Hope it has some multiplayer. I haven't heard of that, though. Of course, Breath of the Wild 2. No more sword users in freaking Super Smash. I'm having a hard time beating Link as Yoshi as it is, because all he does is fucking zone me. All right. And last, E3 makes me sad because of all these games I want to play, but I know I'll never put down Destiny 2. Speaking of which, Destiny 2 Shadowkeep looks so much fun. It looks amazing. Destiny's Bungie's first DLC content after the split with Activision. All these new stuff. Going back to the moon. Crota's back. Oh my gosh. New finishers, except the Titan Super looks dumb.
Oh, damn.
There you go.
Hugh respects the process. That's why he's hosting, too.
All right.
Thank you for showing me the time.
I know, right?
Like, so that's a lot more fun.
I just love how he showed you the time, and you didn't even try to take the time. You were just like listening games. Like, this is one that came out, and this is one that I saw too.
This is cute and fun. You're like, shut up.
No, it was awesome.
Let us know what your favorite moments of E3 and favorite games were. We would love to know. Nerd AF Show @NerdAFShow. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Do let us know. But yeah, that was a fun lightning round. Loved that segment. Let us know what you thought was the best of E3, your favorite games, etc. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, @NerdAFShow. We could not get through the episode without Richard going off on the cancellation of Swamp Thing. So our final topic of the day.
Take him to church, Richard. Take him
episode,
to church.
Swamp Thing is donezo. Richard.
They're going to do all the episodes. Praise Baby J. Ridiculously pissed. I've been like looking forward to this. I have Swamp Thing comic books. I've been reading it. This is the first horror / kind of superhero, anti-hero. Mm-hmm. They just went into this week with The Rot. They have like three type of things. They've got the green, which Swamp Thing represents. They've got the red, which is like Animal Man, Vixen, and all the animal type different superheroes. And they have the Rot, which is just all about death and decay.
What color is it?
It's usually gray and black. Nasty. Anything that looks gross.
Okay. You had to keep the color scheme.
Right. Awesome. Well, they finally.
You've been in a swamp right here. Like, right. It's less the nasty look and more the smell.
Right. Like, it's nasty.
Green smells good. Red smells. And Rod is like, oh my God, what's that?
Why are you dying? Anyway, done.
All right, I got to ding us because we got to get going. I've got a long plug today, fellas. So, real big shout out to our good friend Mike Trujillo, our resident Bane impressionist. He was on our last live ep. We have a pair of tickets to the Trujillo Co. That's Mike's band. It's their album release party and concert with Valdez and False Report. That is Saturday, June 22nd at the Larimer Lounge. It is a 21+ show. Literally, just hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. And reach out to us, and we can get you hooked up with some sweet tickets to go check out our good friend Mike and his band at the Larimer Lounge Saturday. It's going to be a really fun time. Fellas, let's do plugs here. Tyler, why don't you go ahead and get us started off?
Okay. So you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, basically any social media platform under the username Wild Wanderer. That's WYLD_Wanderer. So feel free to hit us up, ask us questions, or even if you think that there's a topic we should cover, let us know. Happy to talk about that. My plug would be for, you know what, actually for the film Reroll. I'm a big podcast person, and this is one I ran across where for all you RPG fans out there like myself, or tabletop RPGs at least, this is a group of actors who actually reroll popular films. So like they've done Alien, they've done the Indiana Jones series, and they use RPG rules to try to get stuff done. Nice. And so there are like sometimes, yes, it follows pretty close to the storyline, and a lot of times it doesn't because the dice are just like, nope, we're taking a left turn at this point. And
that's
so
awesome.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's really interesting and fun to listen to. Particularly because there's a little bit of just like mayhem in a few of them that are just so much fun to listen to. So yeah, go listen to the film Reroll. Highly recommend them if you're a podcast listener like myself.
Richard Williams.
You can listen or talk to me on Twitter and Instagram, Storm78704. I guess what I'm going to go ahead and plug is I'm really excited about Dr. Sleep. which is the basically spinoff from The Shining. It's about the kid from The Shining who had the powers. He's all grown up. He kind of lost his powers when he was drinking. He quit drinking, and now he's starting to experience these powers, and he is connected to a girl with the powers, this beautiful young black girl who has this power. So I'm super excited about that. The movie's coming out, I believe, in a month or two. Ooh,
that's quick.
So I'm super, super excited about that. And they have a couple of things from the Kubrick The Shining, even though Stephen King hates that Shining very much, that he did at ABC. But anyway, I'm super excited about that. Again, Twitter, Instagram, Storm78704. Hit me up. Ask me questions. I'm ready.
And you can hit me up on Twitter at HughJohnson707. Got a few plugs here, so bear with me. Real quick, just wanted to go ahead and shout out. I shouted out my Trujillo, our friend, and shout out another friend from the live podcast, Lonnie M.F. Allen. Do go check out his Chrome Soul comic. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be amazing. And also want to do a quick shout out to my friend Laser. So one of my clan mates, shouted out my clan earlier. He's an up-and-coming Twitch streamer, so go follow him on twitch.tv. /II Laser II. So there you go, Laser. Can't say I didn't do anything for you. Shout out to Dark and Savage. Thank you guys for listening to the show. And lastly, want to shout out, my heart goes out to the people of Toronto celebrating a championship today, NBA championship. There was a shooting that broke out, two people seriously injured. Heart goes out to you. And yeah, sort of ended on a somber note. But you can find us at NerdAF Show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and we are also on Stitcher. Thank you for joining us today, and we out.
The Nerd AF Show is a production of F420 and is directed and produced by Andy Caldwell.